Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in Wednesday's newspapers.
Doyle fiasco is down to coalition pandering to a privileged few. That's the headline of the lead editorial in today's Irish Independent, which takes the line that yesterday's scenes fuel perceptions that Leinster House is aloof from the concerns of ordinary people. Grave existential economic challenges urgently need to be met, while once in a century international threats are mounting. The piece concludes with the damning line, as parliaments across Europe rightly focus on re-engineering their economies and defences to mitigate new risks. Ours is convulsed by a stupefying standoff created by myopia and prolonged by obstinacy. The editorial in the Irish Times echoes that some sentiment under the headline, an embarrassing spectacle. The paper urges both the government and opposition to draw a line under the whole row over speaking rights and to ensure that normal Doyle business can now resume immediately. Back in the front pages, Ciarán Corla, Verona Murphy features extensively. Her repeated remark yesterday that opposition TDs were making a holy show of themselves provides the Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Star with their lead headlines, while the Irish Examiner runs with the picture of Mary Lou MacDonald speaking to the media surrounded by various members of the opposition outside Leinster House yesterday, where they accused the Ciarán Corla of colluding with the government. Vote of no confidence looms is the headline there. The image which is most widely carried on the front of a number of today's papers, meanwhile, is the one of Michael Lowry, where he appears to be making a two-fingered gesture at opposition TDs. But in an interview afterwards with Adam Higgins of the Irish Sun, the Tipperary TD claims that he wasn't giving the two fingers, but was gesturing at People Before Profits' Paul Murphy, who he says was using video against regulation to come nearer. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Times leads with US President Donald Trump's dismissal of the security breach by senior members of his cabinet as a glitch. The breach occurred when a journalist was inadvertently added to a group chat which discussed details in advance of the recent bombing of Houthi rebels in Yemen. The ongoing search for missing Kerry farmer Michael Gaine features in the lead story in the Irish Mirror. And the Irish News runs with an interview with the father of 29-year-old James Gribben from County Armagh, who drowned after he got into difficulty when he went swimming while on holiday in the Dominican Republic last Sunday. John Gribben describes James as a wonderful son. The Belfast Telegraph leads with a story by Suzanne Breen, who reports that the Ulster Unionist chair, Jill McCauley, has resigned after being told by her leader, Mike Nesbitt, that he was planning to replace her with party veteran Tom Elliott. And finally, there's good news for dog owners in today's Independent. Sean Duke reports that a new report, co-authored by consultant geriatrician Dr. Robert Briggs of St. James's Hospital, found that regular dog walking at least four times a week helps to reduce the risk of falls in older people. The study, which looked at data from 2,000 people aged 60 or over, found that regular dog walkers had significantly better mobility, a lower likelihood of unexplained falls, and less fear of falls.
And the dogs love it too. Fiona, thank you very much.